Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Are we ready to praise and worship the Lord this morning?
Yes.
Good. Let's stand and be and open the service in prayer. Father God, we want to thank you for the opportunity that we have to come and worship you today, Father God. And Father, let us just have that connection with you, Father, and let us put any other obstacles or any other thoughts out of our mind, Father God, and just focus on you. And we thank you that we have the opportunity to do that today, Father God. And we pray for your blessing upon this service and upon this worship service. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
No friend.
Like the Savior given. No, not one. No, not one. While you refuse, you will be in heaven. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one.
Of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail.
Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing,
standing on the promises I now can see, perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free,
standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Promises of God,
standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by a love strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword.
Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all.
Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen.
How I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent, His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am.
Lift Jesus higher, lift Him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift Him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift Him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift Him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift Him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw men unto me.
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made,
that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice,
I will rejoice,
and be glad in it,
and be glad in it.
This is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad.
Amen.
Thank you. let not my enemies triumph over me. Lead me in thy truth, thy truth, O Lord. Lead me in thy truth, thy truth, O Lord. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Remember not the sins, the sins of my youth. Remember not the sins, the sins of my youth. Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rule over my soul. For the which cause I suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day, which means our soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he kept that which we have committed unto him against the day. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise be to God for his unspeakable gift. Oh, you are God, and we will praise you. You are God, we will exalt you, and we'll lift, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Oh, praise his holy name. His loving kindness is better than life, and our lips shall praise him. Our lips shall praise him. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your holy name. Oh, I want to bring to the remembrance of what Paul said in Galatians. He says that when it pleased God, who separated me out of my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him unto the heathen. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither did I go up to Jerusalem to them who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia. Then I returned to Damascus, and 3 years later I returned to Jerusalem. And Lord, we thank you that this applies to us today as well. He separated us when he pleased God, who separated us out of our mother's womb and called us by his grace, that he may reveal his son in us. So am I, we might preach him unto the heathen. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Let this become a reality, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And show us what is your perfect plan and will, O Lord, where you will have us to go. He, you said also, when I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you proceeded out of the womb, I sanctify you and ordain you that you might be a prophet unto the nations. That applies to each and every one of us today. Hallelujah. He knew us when he formed us in the womb. Praise his holy name. And we thank you today for a day of victory, a day of excitement, a day of celebration, a day of rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah. And nothing, absolutely nothing, will separate us from the love of God. What can separate us from the love of Christ? Can tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Hallelujah, for it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors in him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. So no matter what we may be going through, we know we have the victory in Christ Jesus. And nothing, absolutely nothing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Praise his holy name, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we surrender all to you this morning. We are yours. We've been bought with a price. And we ask you again today, use us, send us, not our will, but thy will be done. Oh, thank you for victory in this body. Thank you for the excitement. Rise in this body, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let the high praises of God be always in our mouth, and the two-edged sword in our hands. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, glorify the name of Jesus. He the one that made a way where there seemed to be no way. Praise his holy name. Oh, Lord, as we are about to receive the offering, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the provider of each and every person. You are the provider of this church. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you today for putting in the heart of each and every one of us to give to the work of the Lord, to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Praise his holy name. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you will always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we want to thank you, Heavenly Father, that you stand good in your promises. Hallelujah. Oh, you stand good in your promises. We praise you and thank you. Thank you for the anointing upon the pastors. He will bring the message to us. And we thank you for touching him mightily, giving freedom to preach, and let the word come out with power and touch each and every one of us. Oh, let this day be a day of victory, a day of celebration, and a day of excitement for this congregation and those who listen to us through the webcast. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we pray many blessings upon them. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord and good morning to you. I'd like to share with you today a little special message before that I start to preach here today. And I want to talk to you today about the downfall of the United States of America. As we have been watching the news the last few weeks, we had the current crisis about the deficit, the debt ceiling, and you hear the commentators, different networks speaking about it and talking about the different fallouts and what's going to happen and so on. And I want you to know this, that the crisis we have in the United States right now, the financial crisis, is man-made, and it is guided by people. This is not a crisis that came because of an accident. This is a crisis that has been worked at for a long time and is engineered to the demise of the United States. For the last few months, I've been working on a piece that I've been writing about what happened from the Civil War up to 1913. And I've been paralleling what God did and what the devil did. And most of us living in America today do not understand that the United States was in a perpetual financial crisis from 1865 at the end of the Civil War to 1913 when the Federal Reserve Act was passed. And people talk about the Wild West, they talk about the good old days. I want to tell you this, they were no good old days. And there was a lot of unemployment, there were riots, there were all kind of things happening in those years. And at times, the United States president called out the military, and they killed a number of demonstrators on different occasions. And, of course, that is pretty much, you know, in the history books, swept aside, and we don't talk that much about it. Now, World War I crushed Russia, and the Russian people were turned over to the communists. The Russian Revolution or the Communist Revolution was not an accident. It had been planned for 60 years prior to when the revolution took place. And it was financed from the United States, from Great Britain, and from France, and from Germany that financed this revolution. Of course, this is not something you read about in your history books. Germany was an empire until shortly after World War I, when it was destroyed. And it was replaced with a very unstable regime, which gave birth to Hitler and the Nazi regime. Now, Hitler was not an accident. It was a very well-planned-out organization, an event. Because without Adolf Hitler, there would be no political state of Israel. If I can say this, and you might think about it, World War II was basically fought in order to create such a chaos that the state of Israel could be established. And it was. Now, the United States was rocked hard during 1865 to 1913. But the world government was not unable to take us over because there was a very strong Christian church. After the Civil War, we have D.L. Moody that worked crusades and revivals up and down in this country and also in England. We then had Billy Sunday. And then we had a number of other evangelists that were present in the first part of this century. And every church if you that are a little bit older remember this, that there was always a revival in the springtime. Baptist churches, Pentecostal churches, there was a spring revival, there was a fall revival, there was an outreach into the community. Now, once Billy Graham retired, and I want you to think about this, there are no major revival meetings, crusades in America. We don't have them. We got Benny Hinn jumping around having his healing meetings and a few others. But I want you to think about this. Since about the year 2000, the mass meetings of revival, evangelism, do not exist in America anymore. How many signs have you seen on Baptist churches, Pentecostal churches, revival? When we were in older churches, we had revival, we would go out in the neighborhood with flyers and everything else, and we always were winning some people for the Lord. But we don't have revivals today. We got television. And on television today, you probably have at least 50 different Christian networks in the United States that is spewing out some good stuff, some mediocre, and some super bad things. The Christian church in America is in shambles. And could it be that 100 years, actually 98 years, after the Federal Reserve system was put in place, that next week we're going to see the demise and the roll-up of the financial system in the world? Those of you that lived in the 1930s, remember the crash of the stock market, 1929, caused a big depression, and every nation was affected. In 1898, the world government met and set down their plans. And one of the platforms they had, one of the things they wrote down was this. Here's what they said. We are artificially going to raise the standard of living up and elevate the workers up to a position they've never been. And once they have got used to a high standard of living, we will crash the economy and we will create a chaos. And the workers now will go in the streets and demand something to happen, to be riots. For the first time, I drove through a little town of Lincoln here in California Saturday. And we have a Salvation Army, not unit, but it's a unit up there, but it's a Salvation Army organization. And normally you see maybe five or six bums standing outside Saturday morning to be fed. And when I drove by, I saw between 75 to 100 people, women and children and men. These were not bums. These were workers. People that had lost their jobs, and in an affluent city like Lincoln, looking for a handout, I saw the food bags they had prepared, where they would take that home. If you look upon Texas right now, I shared it with you a few weeks ago, they have a tremendous drought down there. And they were hoping and praying hard for that tropical storm to come in and get them rain. That storm fizzled out, and they didn't get the rain. God is judging America. What can you and I do? What should we do? Now, God has warned us in the book of Revelation, I want to read it to you, that the Antichrist system will have a total control of the finances in the world. I'm going to read to you now from Revelation chapter 13 And verse number 16. And he causes all, as the Antichrist, this is the false prophet now. And he, the false prophet, causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had a mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, which is the number of a man, and his number is 666. The Bible tells us that we're going to have a financial control over the entire earth in a dictatorship. It's not going to come in overnight. It's going to be gradually be put in. I want you to think about, you heard Obama speak this week. You heard a number of different politicians. And Obama is simply saying, you know, we got to have a compromise. But they can't agree. What are they going to compromise on? We are taking in 60%. Of what we spend. And every month we borrow 40%. Who do we borrow that from? The world bankers. And who runs the world bankers? The world government. Now, if we default, we can't pay back the world government what we owe them. They're not going to worry about that. They have a collateral. They're going to simply seize our assets. And they're going to say, well, if you can't handle it, we will take over the country. It could be, it could not be, this is happening right now. But I want to put you on notice. That from this day on, unless God intervenes, the economy in America and in the world will never recover. We will never go back to where we were 15, 20 years ago. It will be a downslope because we are manipulated. Can it be reversed? Only through prayer and fasting. God's word has told us the Antichrist is coming. And we better take heed and pray and do what we can now. Think about this. Since the year 2000, there has been no major revival meetings held in America. Billy Graham Crusades used to gather 50,000, 75,000 people. Scores were saved. I'm one of the ones that were saved. Choirs were built, 2,000-3,000 people. Today, those days are gone. And unless we have a miracle, they will never come back. May God help us. It'll be our prayer time. Let me say this. We have the joyous occasion to have water baptism next Sunday. And we have one candidate that wanted to be baptized in water. And if you are here today and you have been saved, but you have never been baptized in water by immersion, come and talk to me afterwards. And we can make arrangement for you for next week to be baptized. And that will be great joy for us. Okay, these are the prayer requests that we have here. And first of all, we had several people that have been through deliverance. And they need some prayer. So let me just read them to you. We have Tim from Colorado. He needs to find a job or he'll be homeless in 30 days. And he's working very hard to find a job regardless of how much he pays so he can have a place to live and food to eat. So we're going to pray for Tim. Then we're going to pray for Jason from California. He's working hard to be able to start attending college in order to get a job in the future. Let us pray that God will open a door for him, that he will have the finances to go full-time at school. Mike and Lubov Blair have put a final bid to purchase a home in the Sacramento area. On August the 1st, it will be known if they will get this home or not. If their bid is rejected, they are forced to move back to Tennessee. Let us pray that God's will shall be done. Peter and Monica Terrell's daughter Rachel is currently in the hospital as of this morning, battling asthma and allergies. Rachel and her husband Dylan had recently purchased their first home and was scheduled to move this weekend when she took ill. According to Henry White, asthma is caused by the spirit of fear and anxiety. Let us pray that God will intervene and set Rachel free from this demonic attack. Jan Pettersson from Sweden is close to the possibility to come to Sacramento to be delivered. There is a possible offer of a temporary job in Canada and then a paid airline ticket to Sacramento for deliverance. Let us pray that God in his mercy will work out all the details and that John shall be able to be set free from the demons who have held him in bondage since he was a child. And then we're going to pray for Eric from Canada. He's battling custody fight in Sweden with his wife, who is not saved, is living in sin but not a man. The oldest girl wants to be with her father and move back to Canada with him. Let us pray that God would grant Eric's request that the girl can be raised in a Christian home. And then we have this. Enough of God's people responded in the month of July that we were able to pay the rent for June on the church facilities. Mortgages on the production center, all current bills, salary for Charles Duell, and a partial salary for me. And we were not able to pay Lois Armack or anything. We need to pray that God will open the floodgates of blessing upon his people so they will have money to give during the month of August. This is the month that we not only need to maintain the ministry, but pay off the taxes the ministry owes. We also need to catch up on the rent for the church facilities so we no longer shall run 1 month behind on the rent. Please pray and fast for this to happen. And the final one, this has been a turbulent week in the financial and commodity markets. The price of gold is steadily moving upward and ended at $1,631.20 per ounce. If you compare that with the gold in 1950s, it was $36 an ounce. At the same time, the price of oil dropped $4.17 per barrel and ended up at 95.70 as of Friday. All financial markets are manipulated by the people working for the world government, and thus the people in the world are totally in the hands of these evil people. The majority of Christian pastors are either uninformed or too scared to speak out. None of the Christian denomination leaders dare to speak out, since they are tightly controlled by the world government. At this time, there is only one weapon left for the Christians who are awake and walking with the Lord Jesus, and that is to fast and pray that God will send confusion and destruction of the world government. Before we pray, let me say this to you. Next Sunday, please plan to go with us to the water baptism and be support to go there and sing and so on. So don't put on your pots and pans too early so you can be there. Okay, I need people to come up and pray with me.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come before you and bring these petitions. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and that you are desiring to meet these petitions. And right now we bring before you Tim, who came here for prayer, and we praise you, Lord, for what you're doing in his life. And you see his need, and you've seen it all the time. We ask that you would quickly find a job for him so that he will not be homeless in 30 days. And we thank you for doing that in Jesus' name.
Yes, and I thank you, my Heavenly Father. You know, you've seen my heart. And you know that I have prayed for Rachel this morning. I spent quite some time praying for her. And I know that she's not really walking with you. So I pray that this will be a wake-up call for her, Jesus. A wake-up call so that she will know that she needs to turn around and walk with you. And her husband also. and that all this was brought forward because there was so much dust and packages and boxes to go through, and then this happened, that she could not breathe. So I pray, my Heavenly Father, that you will take care of her and that you will help her in every way to walk the wide, the narrow way with you. In Jesus' name.
Father God, we just thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you that we're able to come before you and praise and worship you and lift you up, Father God, and lift up other people that are in need and need help, Lord God, and that you take care of them and you answer their prayers. And Lord, we pray for Eric this morning, Lord, that the battles that he is going through are nothing that you cannot handle, Lord God. You can handle all the battles. We just need to rely on you to handle them, Lord God. And with the situation with Eric and his children, Lord God, we pray that you grant him the custody over his children, that they can be raised in a Christian family. And Lord, as he's walking with you and trusting in you, Lord God, and doing what you require of us and of him, Lord God, that this request will be granted. And that his children will be able to move into Canada with him and out of Sweden to be with their father, and that they will be raised in a Christian family. We also pray over his crops up there, Lord God, that the bounty will come in and that it will be more than what he expects. And Lord God, we just lift him up to you today and every day, Lord God, glorifying your name, praising you. And Lord, we also pray over the situation with the oil, Lord God, that the oil prices will continually steadily fall. The price of gold prices will go down, and this country will turn and repent for the Lord Jesus Christ as salvation in their hearts and minds and souls. And healing will come across this great nation, Lord God. And that the people that are trying to deter this country into chaos and confusion will be bound, gagged, chained up to where they cannot fight against God. And I just pray that let the victory be in Jesus. And let God have the victory on this earth, and not the devil. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, I just thank you for the opportunity to hold up this brother of mine. And I lay aside all sin that might hinder me right now, of thought, word, and deed that I may have committed in your sight. Father, I repent. And I just thank you for cleansing me and making me whole, and to stand before you and petition on his behalf. And Father, we've watched Jason come up from when we first met him here to seeing him improve so greatly in playing the organ and in being a steadfast prayer warrior and strengthening his resolve to serve you and to submit to deliverance, Father, and also to see all of those things that had hindered him laid aside. And Father, now we intercede before the throne for Jason and pray that you would show him favor in finding a suitable job and income that would not only provide for his financial needs, but also concur with his school schedule. We just pray that he'll be able to find full-time ability to attend the school and work out those things that will sustain him during that process of gaining his degree. And also, Father, I want to hold up Rachel right now, and in the name of Jesus, I bind and I rebuke you, you foul spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, you must leave. In the name of Jesus, we thank and praise you, Father, for what you're going to do in Rachel's life right now.
Lord, help me to pray for this situation here. Lord, you the Lord of heavens, Lord of earth. You the Lord of all who live. You the Lord of all the universe. and not one world government, not any government whatsoever will be able to do what they please. You are the overall judge. You are the overall governor. You are in control. You are God all by yourself. And we thank you today and praise you, Lord, that, that your perfect will be done concerning the finances, concerning the oil, and all this that they think that they able to manipulate it and bring it up or bring it down and make a profit. But, O Lord, there is only one God and it's not them. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, O Lord, for proving to them who rules, who is in charge, who makes things happen, who can make a way where there seems to be no way. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. His counsel will stand and he's going to do all his pleasure. He has spoken it. He will bring it to pass. He purposed it and also he will do it. Hallelujah. And we ask you, Lord, we put a need, O Lord, at the altar today. All of us together, we put a need at the altar. And we pray, O Lord, that your perfect will be done. And when they think they will have the upper hand, they will be overwhelmed with what God can do. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we lift up Michael and Luba Blair and all those beautiful children. The parents are beautiful too, but so the children are beautiful. And we know that you did not bring them from Tennessee to California to send them back to Tennessee. We thank you and praise you that your perfect will is going to be done in their lives, that they will get this home, and that this be your will, and that they'll have the monies to pay for it, and they'll have comfort, and they'll stay in this church where they started and where you want them now. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that you'll have this happen. We know that you don't reverse things, and we just thank you and praise you, Father God, for bringing them right along into everything that you have planned for them here. Maybe it's music included. We just thank you and praise you, Father God, for sticking with this family and have them to do your will and do what you need them to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, I lift up Resurrection Life of Jesus Church to you again. Father, excuse me. Help my throat. Father God, you gave the name Resurrection Life of Jesus Church to this church. You gave it to John through your Holy Spirit. And it's a great honor to be named that. It's a great challenge to live up to it. And Father, we ask that you help us, the few of us that are here, to multiply ourselves, to get more people saved. Not in the church to support the church. You can do that. You do that. What we're supposed to do is get people saved. Tell them about Jesus and multiply ourselves and replicate ourselves. Father, I ask that. I ask that you help fill us with your Holy Spirit. Help us to spend more time with you and more time in your word and reach out to more people and think about when we talk to them, don't talk about the weather or the economic conditions, but talk about the condition of their soul. And help to put a burden on our hearts for those souls, Lord God, that we will bring them in, that we will talk to them, that we will write to them, we'll tell them more and more about Jesus. And Father, help this church to grow and pull in. This whole geographical area has many, many, many unsaved people, Lord God. There are just thousands and millions dying around us. And some of them are dying very fast and getting shot. And everything else, there's so much crime going on. and they aren't prepared to go into eternity, and they'll go to an everlasting hell and lake of fire. Put the burden on our hearts, Lord, to reach out and help to grow this church by multiplying our own selves. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we want to lift up Jan Peterson to you. Heavenly Father, he's in bondage right now. He wants to walk closer to you, and he's made that step to want to do deliverance, Father God. And I know personally from experience that it is a life change. It's not some, you know, oh, well, let's go through it. No, it is a life change, Father God, and he wants to do it. He is one to walk closer to you and clear out the garbage, Father God. And in the name of Jesus, I bind and chain any demonic force that would hinder that man from coming here to the United States of America, to Sacramento, California, to be set free and receive your Holy Spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus, close any door that needs to be closed and swing open. Kick the door open that needs to be open for this man to get here to the United States. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray a blessing upon this man, Father God. Just give him the peace and the unconditional love that he needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise you for Jan Peterson. And bless him as he is able to come here to the United States, Father God. We know he will be here. Just walk with him. Show him your love. And open the doors that need to be opened. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that you've heard every prayer that's spoken here today. And Lord, we just want to thank you right now that we were able to have a webcast today, Lord, and also to have a service here, Father. And we thank you that you're going to sustain us. And we praise you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
It's that time. Who do we have today who has a testimony to share of what God is doing in your life this week? Joanne.
My name is Joanne Christou, and I'm a child of God. And Pamela invited us to go to a lady named Clarissa's place. She's living in an old folks' home, and she has a home where Pamela lives, but her caretaker is not allowing her to live there by herself. So we went. We were told that she couldn't forgive her father for something that he did to her mother when she was growing up. And we didn't want to just hit it right on the head. And so we kind of greeted her, and I called her granny, said I needed a granny for the day. The Holy Spirit said she'd love it, and she did. And we went all around it, and then finally my husband got around to it. And he asked her if she could forgive God the Father and her earthly father, because how she saw her earthly father is how she saw her heavenly father. Oh, no, I can't forgive him. I hate him. And 8 times he came back and asked the same question. Each time, 2 or 3 things would get delivered off her, and like hatred and despising him and different things. And finally, the devil was so weakened that she finally forgave her father. She spoke it out, and I said, from the heart, not the mouth. And she said, it's from my heart. And she forgave God the Father, and she said the Father's prayer with Soteris. It was just beautiful. She's 97 years old, and she's going to go to heaven. But it was just beautiful, but it was really hard. It took us an hour and a half with her. And it was the Holy Spirit all the way. He told each one of us what to say. Pamela witnessed to her. I witnessed to her. And Soteris witnessed to her. Different things in each of our lives. And she finally said, yes, I forgive my father. And after that, she began to smile and shined a little bit. And she got real spunky, and she'd hit her fist through the air. I did it. I did it. But we hope to see her come into this church, that she will be able to go back to her home and have a caretaker living there day and night rather than paying all that money to that place where she is now. And we just thank God for everything he did in this 97-year-old woman's life. It was beautiful. And it's going to get better and better. In Jesus' name.
It's never too late, is it? I remember my own father. I had prayed for him for years because he was tough as nails. And it can work against you to be really strong and tough in life and to come through a depression and to raise a family and work two jobs and do the things that he did in taking care of my mother and her four sisters who were orphans. And when he married her, he got the whole package and took care of all of them. And bless his heart, when he was in his mid-70s, I'd been praying for him for a long time. And finally one day, the Holy Spirit just had so used the word, the seed that I'd planted in my dad, to finally, at 75, he agreed that he really needed Jesus Christ and that he wanted to receive him. And the Holy Spirit just gave me the supreme privilege of leading him in a sinner's prayer and watching him confess that he called me about a week later. He says, "Joe, that prayer that we prayed, after I prayed that," he says, "I could see it." And I said, "See what, Dad?" He says, "I could see everything in my past. It's like I was being shown that those times when I tried so hard, I'd be kicking at this door, trying to get into it, trying to make this thing happen, and it just wouldn't happen no matter how I tried." He says, "Other times, I didn't want to do this certain thing, and no matter how I tried, I was just shoved right through." And he says, "You know, I see the hand of God now. I see how it was him, and that if he hadn't have kept me from doing the things I wanted to do, and hadn't insisted that I go to the places that I went, that I was reluctant to go or didn't want to go or fought against going, I wouldn't be where I am today or exactly where he wanted me." And that was such a blessing. It's never too late. Remember that about older folks. Is there any other testimony? All right, then we'll close. Father in heaven, we just thank you for this teaching today. Our pastor has opened up the truth that these are 66 books by 40 authors penned over the course of a couple of thousand years, and that you are in them, Lord Jesus, from Genesis to Revelation. You're the Alpha, the Omega. You're the beginning, the end. You're the first and the last. And your practical law and your moral law are resoundingly significant today as they always have been. And Father, we know that you provided the sacrifice that we might attain to heaven. But the life we live now, we live in your care as we are obedient unto you. We're reminded, Father, that if we love you, we'll keep your commandments. We thank and praise you for the loving care you provide for us. In Jesus' name, amen.